Right, it's time for the Poofcast. Fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, punctual Toby Sullivan.
That's me.
And the available Wes Snelling joining us. We're going to open the can in a minute.
Ooh. Special can episode.
Yes, and it's wormy.
Get your toilet paper out.
I wish I'd had some Combantrum before.
Oh, God.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody in the gay world. Darlings, I just want you to know my gaydar is 100% tonight.
Talk poofy to me.
Now, the sound of apathy has crept into the studio. Now, Scott, you missed out on this, but we've got a new segment.
Right.
It's called The Can of Wes.
Right.
And it's presented by Wes Snelling.
Hey. Okay, talk me through how this works, Wesley.
It's the same as any other segment that I do, right, which is on the way here, I write down a couple of visuals that pop into my head.
Right.
Like words.
Yep.
Shine bright like a diamond.
It's like a trained seal.
I was like Pavlov's dog. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so, and then I just say the words.
And we talk.
And we talk about ourselves.
Right. Yes, we talk about ourselves. So it's the same as every other segment I've ever done, except the title's different.
Okay, right. Good. Right. Oh, this is like Hey Hey, It's Saturday then. Great.
Oh, except that with Wes's word, it was one word. With Can of Wes, it can just be like a topic.
Right.
You know.
So this is like Molly's melodrama.
Let's not overthink it.
And it's funny because at the moment, I walked in and you handed me a Kate Alexa CD.
Well, because remember when we went to the... J-No concert.
Oh, and Kate Alexa was the supporter.
Kate Alexa Idol or...
Michael Gudinski's daughter.
That's...
Oh, wow.
There's a reason her hair's all over her face in the cover of the CD because she's starting to look like Dad.
Oh, really? It could be a man.
You got to like.
Oh wow,
she's got a thick ankle. The poor bitch.
Has she?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, no. Her. Oh no.
I just
opened it up and the hair's off the face. And honestly, that's the best photo they can take.
Holy shit!
Look at that.
Wow. Oh my
she's
God,
she's a sweet girl.
She is a sweet girl. She looks like she's been beaten up though. No,
she looks like a cross. But it looks like if you put like Sarah Jessica Parker and Alexi Sale had a child.
Yeah, yes. No, she looks like she's had plastic surgery as part of the witness protection program or something. And they've done a really bad job. It's happened in Venezuela or something.
She could have done it at Aldi.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no oil painting, but I'm not rock art. You know what I mean?
But yeah, my favourite moment was actually, you know, Kate Alexa's, you know, those really familiar hits we all know of hers. And she's singing them and she goes, "Now this is one I reckon most of you will know." And I'm like, "It's one of yours, I'm guessing not."
Yeah.
And then she proceeded to sing Teardrops by Womack and Womack.
Oh, wow.
The third song on the CD is called Katie.
That's her name.
Yeah.
It's about her when she was a little girl.
That's how she knows who her CDs belong to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what's
she's
your can?
Not the can of Wes.
She's not the can of Wes.
She's not in the can.
What's she's
in
not.
The can?
Okay, what is? What's in the can?
Okay, the can of Wes pop is...
Wow.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Is... I love it when Rihanna and I duet.
Rihanna.
Notice how I just said Rihanna. That means I've been watching a lot of her live on YouTube and having people introduce her as Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yeah. Instead of Rihanna. I love Rihanna.
I like Rihanna.
Yeah. Rihanna.
Did you guys go to Wes's show that he did where he did a duet with Bette Midler and she wasn't there? He just sang over the top of one of her tapes.
And when I did that, it was a cassette.
Yeah.
What's in the can? Pop.
What's in the can? Pop.
Pop.
Okay. Where is the line of offence?
Well, generally, you ask the council where the fence should go.
Oh, my God.
On your property line.
Oh, and, wow.
Oh, not a fence.
Where is the line of a fence?
Give you, and this is the beauty of kind of Wes Scott is I can kind of, I don't have
he doesn't have to explain it.
I can explain it.
Okay.
Is this about something in particular?
Well, it's a launch pad of something. So, okay.
Is this like when we called someone a bag of AIDS?
Yeah, well, that's part of the topic. It's basically when, like, I'm going to use Trevor Ashley as an example.
Oh, yes, Darls.
Yeah.
It's a bad day for Trashley today, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
So Trevor
Ashley had the show in Sydney that opened called Tranny.
Which was a parody of Annie, as in Little Orphan.
Ah, right.
Yeah. And then people got offended because the tranny is offensive to transsexuals. And so he changed the title of it. But I wouldn't, I mean, I'm not a transsexual, but I just would have thought that that, you could take that with a little bit of grain of salt.
It's true, Vash.
Yeah.
That'd be like me getting upset at the title Fat Swan because I'm fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a swan.
Cool,
but
mate.
He did a parody of Black Swan called Fat Swan.
Yeah. But also, yeah. He's fat.
He's fat.
So, but he's not a tranny, if you know.
No. Well,
yeah. Well,
he's a crossy.
He's a crossy. That's a good question, Wesley.
Because you say offensive shit all the time.
Yeah. We
so where's
we
the
live
line?
On the wrong side of the line.
What's the?
I think it's intent. For
yes,
one thing.
Intent.
Like if you intend to cause offence.
Yes.
Like by, I don't know, inviting Wes Snelling to do a segment on your program. No, but if you actually intend to upset someone, like then you...
If it's meant to insult. Yes, I think you're right.
If you called a show, you know, All Faggots Should Die, then one would imagine that a lot of people would find that offensive.
Yes.
But calling it tranny... I didn't realise tranny was such an offensive word. I always thought it sounds like a term of affection.
Okay, yeah, okay. What if puppy?
Yeah.
What if Eddie Maguire did a live cabaret review, right? Called a chink in the armor, and the poster was him in like a white Vietnamese hat in a Chong Sam.
Well, that's obviously intended to offend.
Is it?
No.
Yeah. Or is that just a funny joke about
to
chink?
Him it would be funny and he wouldn't think. Yeah.
Because certain words do offend people.
Yeah.
If you're that person, right? And although the show's called Little Orphan Tranny or whatever it was, right? And
that's called Little Orphan Trashly in the end.
Right. But the tranny was
originally it was just called tranny.
Yeah.
But it's still a word, you know? Or what if, I'm trying to think of a more elegant comparison. What if someone used, I mean, the go-to is nigger. What if someone used the word nigger?
Mm. Yeah.
Like that is, we all recognize that that's a bad word. Yeah. And you're not allowed to use that, even if it's just a pun, you know? Yeah. That it's not an explicitly racist statement.
But does it mean you have to be, like, for example, poof to a lot of people is offensive, but is it okay for us to say it because we are?
Yes.
I think people would dispute this, but I think if you say the thing you are, that's automatic Bali.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's like, you know, in America, all the black people calling each other, you're nigger, that kind of stuff.
Well,
like,
the fact that we call each other poofters and faggots and that we use those words a lot is in... For me, I see it as an attempt to take the sting out of the words, to make
absolutely.
Those words not as offensive.
Yes.
Mm. And I would have thought that title of Trevor's show would have been doing that in some way of going, he's, you know, he's still got a penis, but he pretty much spends most of his career dressed as a woman.
No, but think about it this way, right?
I get that there's a divide, like, you know, I just assume any man in dress is... You know, I get confused of the...
The transsexual, transgender, trans...
Yeah, the
vestite.
Alphabet soup.
Imagine you had grown up, right, and you had a hostile family, and you'd spent your entire teenage years feeling terrible, and then over your 20s you spent tens of thousands of dollars and years going through surgery and pills and going into work and having Barry from sales making off-colour jokes when you changed your... sex or gender, whatever the right term is.
Yeah.
And all this sort of stuff. And then there's big posters on buses going, "You're a tranny. Ah, trannies are funny, aren't they?
Silly trannies.
And you've made that huge commitment. And then they're going, trannies are funny.
Yeah.
It's funny because I watched Ladyboys this week, which is you all look at me like I'm not sure. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You've been to Thailand again.
Ladyboys, did that cross the line? Ladyboys is a series that was on ABC.
Right.
That is about ladyboys in Thailand.
All right.
And basically about men who have turned into women, transitioned, who do take offence because they say we want to be referred to as women.
Right.
They can't, and legally they can't on their visas and all this, on their passports and all this kind of stuff.
Well,
so
I honestly think they should be referred to as women. That's my own personal
view. That's what they are. Yeah.
So but, we come back to that.
But, okay, if you're a tranny, you've got every right to be offended by using that word, but does that mean that you get to make them change the show? Do you know what I mean? Change the show title. Like, because they're a sort of...
Well, one would ask if... Like, if Trevor is... See, I feel like we should ring him now. If Trevor is that involved in that community...
Yeah.
He should have known not to go there in the first place.
Yeah, true.
Like...
Or it might have been a deliberate thing. That he knew that it might be a little bit controversial and he might get some publicity out of it.
And he did.
And he did, yes.
Quite a lot of publicity out of it. And changing the name was quite a big...
Because I wouldn't... Thing. I've got to say, what you were saying before, Adam, I wouldn't put Trevor Ashley in the transsexual category just because he dresses up as a woman because...
No,
he's
a transvestite.
He plays lots of different female characters, so it's not
Yeah, but
like,
that's technically transvestism. Like even...
Female impersonator.
Yeah, even when, you know, it was done...
Yeah, but tranny is about transsexualism.
Right.
Tranny is about, as I understand it, and I'm sure were people who have had their gender reassigned. Yeah.
I assume tranny was just one of those catch-all insults that people use about any man who puts on a dress.
Yeah, I kind of...
Regardless of whether he has...
See, this is the crux of the matter, isn't
stopped
it?
Stopped being a man and become something. And that's like... It, like, if only one group of people are taking it as offence, like, were only transsexuals being offended by it? Were transvestites also offended by it? Were...
What you say is not always what other people hear.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so...
And offence is in the ear of the beholder, if you know what I mean.
And it's like, when do you, like, pull out all the stops and change things? Like, is one person being offended enough? Is three people? Yeah. Is seven people?
You know what? You know the other thing with the changing of the name and the fierce backlash it got. I think it had the opposite effect. I think it had what's called the Streisand effect. Have you heard about that?
Yes, yes.
Where if you try to block something, it makes people more interested in it.
Yes.
And therefore, it creates more of an issue than it was to begin with.
Yes.
Like which came about because Barbara Streisand. Like there were some...
She sued someone for defamation.
Oh, that's right.
No, this guy had taken a series of photos of the Malibu coastline, right? And they were all online. And one of them was her cliff top property. And she sent an injunction saying, I want these taken down. This particular photo from this series. Four people had downloaded it.
Right.
Before the injunction. Now hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, and they all know what her house
looks like. There's a news story about Barbara Streisand.
Trying to block access. And it's like, before that, no one knew it was there.
Yeah.
So as soon as they kick up a stink about, you know, I'm saying they, like it's pejorative. As soon as the transsexuals who were offended kick up a stink about the name tranny, then
kabam, instant publicity.
Then it makes people go, oh, that's a nasty swear word. I didn't know. Awesome.
Now
I know how to insult that man lady in my office. Lady is also a horribly offensive term.
Right.
But I wonder whether they've caused, whether by being offended by it and being so vocal about it and causing the name of the show to be changed, that it's, you know, has it created more of a controversy?
Yeah, but I guess it's about kind of empowerment in a way. Maybe the transsexuals who were complaining about it, like traditionally transsexuals have kind of no voice in the community.
Yeah.
You know, they have no kind of...
They're a tiny, tiny minority.
And maybe this was just kind of a way of saying, well, no, we are actually people too and we want this changed.
Yeah.
And so it is about kind of empowerment rather than punishing Trevor Ashley for, you know, a transgression. But it's more about them getting something done getting some recognition.
I guess on the other hand, you know, they work in offices and they're, you know, teachers and they're just ordinary women now. And they don't want to be associated with, you know, fat showgirls.
Wow. I think it's more Trevor Ashley that they're...
Maybe they didn't want to be associated with Trevor Ashley.
But, I mean, it's difficult for our communities too. Because we are a rainbow of communities. And like, there's such a panoply of tiny minorities within minorities, you know? And it's a problem that presents itself constantly.
This is something I wanted to talk about.
With the G's and the T's and the two Q's and the I's and the P's.
In a different context, in that, you know how we're always talking about the gay racism? Yeah. Like the, the online profile racism and all that kind of thing. I think we as a community are so used to being insulted and maligned and sidelined that our first reaction when we get together in a group is to find another different minority that we can we can feel like we're all normal, and now let's attack the Asians.
So it's
let's attack the trannies.
It's like the kid who's being bullied joining in with the bullies, kind of thing.
Or finding another group of people and finding someone else to bully. It's like, this is what I've experienced all my life.
Yeah.
It's the only behavior I understand, and the only thing I know to do is now. It's why we all get labelled as being bitches. It's not that we're particularly nasty. It's just that
I am.
You are.
Totally.
But you know what I mean? We've all we've all come under so much fire for so long.
Yeah.
That our natural instincts are
just to spit back.
But is that just a justification? Because
I'm not saying it's justification.
Are you speaking because the bitches thing?
Yeah.
But other minority groups aren't necessarily bitches back.
No. That's something we do. It's something that it's a very gay male thing to do.
Yes.
To get together and gang up on someone, be it fat.
Well, which is why the podcast exists.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
To make fun of those fat women that drive us to clubs.
That's right.
But no, I think it's like, it's, you know, it is that thing of like if you look at Trevor Ashley and, you know, this isn't meant to be nasty to him in particular. It could be any drag queen. But, you know, think of him as the head bully. You know, he's the boss of the bullies.
I think we should be clear and say that, like, we're not talking to Trevor, so we don't know he thought about the title, what his intention was, or anything, and I'm sure he didn't intend to
offend anyone. No, but other drag queens have done similar things.
Yes. We all know a nasty drag queen.
And generally the transgender community are offended by the behaviour of drag queens. That's kind of been an ongoing thing that has happened.
People with eyes are often offended by the behaviour. People who have ever met a fucking drag queen are often offended by the behaviour of drag queens.
Yes. Like, that's not just Trevor. That's been an ongoing thing with drag queens
and
the transgender community for a long time. Because it makes them look like frivolous, you know.
Yeah. It's all about
drunken sluts.
Yes.
And they're nasty. And I think they're nasty because they're essentially the head bullies in a crowd of people who've all been bullied, and it's like, yay, we're on their side.
Yeah.
We can be mean to people from Frankston because, you know,
They do deserve it.
Tragic drag queens just pulled some girl from Frankston out of the audience, gone through her handbag, found a driver's license, seen where she lives. 26 Frankston jokes later.
Yay.
Let's make fun of the straight girl.
I'm having such fucking flashbacks.
Oh, God. You were that girl from Frankston, weren't you?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's something we do, and it's like anyone who's like the kid who grows up with a violent father often ends up being
the behavior you learn.
A violent dad
it's
himself.
True.
Like, how do we break that circuit? Like, how do we as a community go, nah, we've got to stop that behavior? Oh,
well, stop this poofcast for one.
For one, yeah.
We're into it
step.
Now.
That's the first step.
Yeah.
Well, I think Bitsy would have something.
I was hoping she would.
See, playing it now would really be playing into my own stupid prejudice.
It's surprising me that you're not, actually. Yeah. So I don't know. Have we actually explored that, Wes?
Absolutely not. Which is once again, every other segment that I've
done. Right.
But I don't want to be one of those crazy people that goes, it's political correctness gone mad. But I think Trevor in particular, if it was me, I wouldn't have backed down. I would have said, look, I would have made statements. I would have said, look, it's not intended to upset people. I'm sorry if anyone's been offended by the title of the show. It's not, you know, a show like it's not a show about maligning transgendered people.
Yeah.
There's any number of ways you could react to it, and I think changing the title is not necessarily backing down as it were. But there's any number of ways you could react to it, and I don't think I think it's very hypothetical to speculate whether one course of action is
better. But I'm just saying if it was me. I mean, I wouldn't call a show.
Well, you would have addressed it a different way.
Yeah.
There could have been a lot of. I mean, it wasn't just him in the cast. Like you had your Rhonda Birchmore and
and the Sydney Opera House as well, where the show was on.
Well, so indeed,
it could have been a number of people.
Mm. Yes.
Well, there was actually on this note. Remember, I was part of a little theatre company called Sissies and Sluts.
Yes.
We do shows at the Tote in Melbourne. It's very punk rock.
Yes. There was a lot of rape in those shows.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing is that.
It's a shock theatre company.
Lee Gammon, who writes that, it's kind of John Waters-esque stuff.
Shock for shock.
And he wrote a musical based on Rent called Rape.
Right.
And wanted to put it on at the Tote, where he'd put on lots of shows, and the venue said, no, well, we can't.
Because of that particular topic.
You can't possibly have Rape the Musical, which, you know, if anyone was going to, the Tote could possibly get away with it.
Yeah.
But just was like, we can't possibly have that on our...
Right.
Boards, our blackboards.
Well,
I
guess that, you know, like, it depends on kind of the hot topics and the, you know, what's happened in the world and at the time, I guess.
It's like
in terms of your, you know, the line of offence.
Yeah. There's a lot of rape jokes, a lot of racist jokes, all that used to be okay.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
Well, it's like there was a thing in Melbourne recently where they wanted to hold a comedy debate about rape jokes.
This is
but
awful.
Foolishly, the idiot in charge only booked men to do the debate.
Yeah.
And you go, surely on some level you can see that this is problematic. This is a stupid idea.
It's a stupid idea.
Like, you know, wouldn't you go at least half and half?
That whole thing was just a huge glass of liquid shit. It's not even.
I know.
It's not even worth. Bringing
but
up,
it was retarded.
It was just stupid.
Well, you can't say retarded.
have I made you all really aware of what you're saying?
No. I've always been aware of what I say. It's, you know, it's why I do this podcast.
Yeah.
Because I broadcast to a million people every morning and have to be very careful with what I say.
Yes.
And here I can be as offensive as I like.
But it's a sliding scale. Offense is a sliding scale. You know, a lot of people would listen to your average poofcast and just go, that was the most disgusting thing I have ever heard in my life.
It is.
And they'd be right.
You're only as offensive as your perceived audience. So if we knew that this was going to be played in a cafe, then yes, this is offensive.
Yes.
But given that we're being listened to by poofters on the way to work who can't stand Kyle and Jackie
Hi, poofters!
they're fine.
Yeah.
Well, can we wind up by going around the room?
Yes. Right.
And I want... Toby hates it. one thing from each of you that you would get offended by.
Oh, okay.
I don't, and there is a vogue for rape jokes, which I don't find funny.
Mm.
Yep.
Even when a woman does it. I can't stand, Sarah Silverman is like nails on a blackboard.
Oh, right.
With the rape jokes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not funny.
I have been quite kind of offended, but, you know, as Steve Hughes, I think, says, you know, what happens when you're offended? Nothing. You just get offended. So be offended. Shut up. And that's fair, you know, but I have been offended, like, when young, straight comedians, particularly during Raw, you know, get up and make poofter jokes, and they are that old style. Yeah. Wow, being gay must be a pain in the bum.
Back to the world, like, everyone.
Great. Maybe 30 or 40 years ago, that joke might have been edgy, but we've come a long way since then.
Yeah. And with enough lube, it doesn't hurt that.
Exactly. And well, you know, I give them so much rehypnol, they can't feel a fucking thing.
And that, my friend, is a rape joke.
There we go.
I'm offended.
There we go. So, yes, I would be offended by it. It all depends on their intent, but often their intent
I'm offended by AIDS jokes. Like, just the casual use of the word AIDS to describe.
Which you have been throwing around a lot today.
Oh, yeah, but we were talking about AIDS stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the bag of AIDS came from.
Right.
Anyway, but, yeah, like, just being, like, throwing it around as, like, a thing. I find it. It makes my skin crawl a little because I just go, it's the same with cancer jokes. Like I did a whole thing on cancer in a show once and everyone just went, oh, that's so offensive. And I was like, see, the whole point of that bit, which you're not obviously getting, is that because it would be about Delta Goodrum and Kylie Minogue and Olivia Newton-John. And the whole point was, why do we have 15 pages of Kylie's cancer in the newspaper?
Mm.
It's not news. Kylie's, you know,
issue. So it wasn't actually a cancer joke. It was medical issues. It was a joke about the media.
It was about the media response to...
And our obsession with Kylie being in hospital and having, a lumpectomy. It's like, well, that's her private business. Why are there 15 pages of tributes to Kylie in the paper? And it went on for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Who wants to read 15 pages of so-called news about a Jew anyway?
Sarah Silverman's Jewish. You'll be offended by that.
And what do you find offensive, Wesley?
Well, we'll leave it. It takes me a lot to get offended, but I reckon we'll leave it at this. I really, really can't handle when people make jokes about lettuce.
And well,
closing the can.
I think this segment's done. Boys.
And the winner is a flashing envelope. Gladiator.
Talk profit to me. Oh, that was the can of Wes.
That was quite the. Man.
Oh, heavy lifting.
I feel like I can't say anything now.
No.
Like, Wes will just give me, will glare at me.
How is that any different?
We'll be back next time with the Poofcast. Yeah, we're here and we're queer and we're doing all right. Girls and boys making noise, stay up talking all night. Talking trash, talking trade, talking dirty and gay. Don't care what you say, just talk to me, talk to me. Talk poofy to me, talk to me, talk to me. Talk poofy to me, talk poofy to me. Talk poofy to me, talk poofy to me.
Underbelly Gayness, the untold, seedy story of the gay gangland feud that had the nation totally indifferent. It's the story of Australia's most tedious ass bandit bandits. Summer, 1994. It was Melrose Place night at notorious Melbourne gangster hangout Wrongens. Jake the Poof was drinking with his henchmen when he noticed a rival, Slim Crim, across the bar. Joel Sloppy Romingi. And decided to settle a score.
Joel, darling, air kisses, mwah, mwah. Love those baggy 501s and that Stussy t-shirt. Have you lost just the tiniest little bit of weight, like off your face mainly?
Oh, God, no. I haven't had a minute to myself to cook properly. Now I'm dealing ketamine on the north side. Mm. Making a fortune, but no time for housekeeping. Sometimes I envy you, Jake. All the spare time you must have. Who's your Twinkie friend over there?
Ugh, name's Adam. Won't shut up. Thinks he's some sort of comedian or something. Now, Joel, down the north side.
Yes.
You know I've been dealing that territory for years.
Oh.
It's my territory, Joel.
Honey, you need to embrace change.
Who do you think you are? I was pimping drag queens for Risties when you were still going to Bros concerts last year. We have an agreement. I run the north side with ecstasies, rent boys, and a mid-priced chain of hair salons. And you run the south side with Special K, pickpockets at Pokies, and bootleg porn tapes of Alexis Arquette. You greedy slut.
Ah! At least when I'm being a slut, I don't prolapse in the back seat of my cousin's taxi.
One time! Once! And he paid me $12.
My therapist said I need to validate myself and not let older male authority figures intimidate me anymore. Okay, I'm taking over the north side and there's nothing you can do about it. Why won't you ever support me?
Thirsty bitch.
Crusty fuckstain.
Right, that's it!
Oh my God, he shot him right in the asshole.
Ah, oh, the rudeness.
When Jake the Poof shot Joel Sloppy Romingi right in the asshole that night, it set off a chain of events no one could have seen coming or cared about. It would set twink against twink, queen against queen, Molly against Richard Wilkins, and one person would come through it all on top.